Before you and your divorce attorney make any key financial decisions or sign your final settlement agreement, set up an appointment with a certified divorce financial analyst. At FMB Wealth Management, located in Westlake Village, they take your future into account, help you examine the financial issues of your divorce, and provide you with powerful data to support your case. Call Kathy Costas and Evan Miller, certified divorce financial analysts. They help women make the best financial decisions during the worst of times. Call us at 805-446-4494. That's 805-446-4494. Email Kathy at fmbwealth.com today.
We're here with Dr. Angie Wallacala.
I'm talking to you, that person that just found out their best friend has cancer. This is real. It hits home. And it's like, where do you go? Where do you start? I just got an email from a 31-year-old single mom whose doctors have literally just given up on her and have no other choice. And she just needs to have someone else that believes with her.
So your Healing Agents International is presenting Fighting Strong, a benefit concert. What can someone expect to see?
They're going to see some amazing artists singing. They're going to be inspired by stories. I'll be sharing my story. I've got some other healing agent stories. And it's really a night of hope and inspiration so that you can walk through the next day, the next week, the next month of whatever you have to walk through to get healthy and whole.
You have a benefit concert coming October 29th. So it's in Thousand Oaks. The best way to read about this event?
That would be our website, which is healingagentswithans.org.
Thanks, Dr. Angie.
Thank you so much. And remember, we're coming together to help others heal.
The holidays are almost here, and Studio Channel Islands Art Center would like to invite you to their annual festive event, the Holiday Art Market, featuring original gifts created by more than 40 residents and invited artists that will exhibit distinctive artwork, including paintings, sculptures, ceramics, unique jewelry, and much more for your holiday gift giving. 20% of sale proceeds go towards supporting the nonprofit Studio Channel Islands Art Center, located at 2222 Ventura Boulevard in Camarillo. Come visit this truly unique event on Saturday, December 3rd from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. with free parking. For more information, visit StudioChannelIslands.org or call 805-383-1368.
As you embark on the process to acquire a home or refinance an existing home, choosing the right mortgage professional to guide you through the process is essential. With over 40 years in the mortgage industry, Michael Blazer can help you achieve the dream of home ownership or greater home affordability. Experience matters in today's ever-increasing complexity of the lending process. Backed by the power and strength of the nation's largest privately held purchase money institution, Stearns Lending. For more information, call 805-367-3117, extension 105. That's 805-367-3117, extension 105. Or visit mikeforloans.com. NMLS number 248433.
With 30 years in business and counting, satisfied customers of Ventura County rely on Ding Masters for removal of dings and dents. They also provide beautiful bodywork at competitive prices. Call Ding Masters for your bumper, door, panel, and fender repairs. Call now at 805-644-4521. That's 805-644-4521. Or visit dingmasters.net for anything from a small ding to major insurance work.
Gain energy and relief from pain. Learn new healing techniques. Discover a deeper healing bond with the pets in your life with Doris Muna, a third-generation healer. Doris Muna, author of The Triangle of Health, Discover Your Healing Journey, is an energy healing practitioner, consultant, international instructor, and founder of Dorothea Healing Essences. She has been using energy healing for 30 years to help people transform their lives into a richer, more rewarding, and meaningful experience. For more information, call 805-807-3097. That's 805-807-3097.
Let's get it started in here.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's Inspiration Station. This is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome back, everyone. And when I say welcome back, I mean we've been here for an hour already. And I do want to remind anybody that's just waking up, starting your day in a positive way. We're here at 6 o'clock every Saturday morning. We'd love you to join us. I know that's early, but then you know what they say, the early bird gets the worm. So we'd love to share that with you. I do want to remind anybody that is just tuning in, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And I want to give out our phone number here. That phone number is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. We'd love to hear from our listeners. And a big shout out to our winners from last week. We had Rubicon, Olaf for Rubicon, and a couple people that we had seen and I met out at the Ojai, the Taste of Ojai. So we were sharing that, and we would love to have that. And again, gosh, we've got so many great things that we are sharing. One of them is the Starlight Supper Club, and of course, that is all to for Project Understanding, and it's an evening of the 1940s glamour, taste, and sophistication. It's their fourth annual Supper Club Starlight Dinner. And, of course, that is happening November 5th at 5:30. And I'd love to share that with you. If you are interested in being a part of any of these events, for this one, you can go to Starlight Supper Club 2016.eventbrite.com. I'd love to share that. Also, tonight, we're going to be over doing the event over at the Civic Arts Plaza. And, of course, that's in Thousand Oaks, Fighting Strong. You've been hearing it for a while on our show with Dr. Angie. And also, it starts over, the pre-show is at 5 o'clock, red carpet. I'll be there. And then, of course, the rest of the event is happening from 6 to 9. And, of course, it's a concert. And Healing Agents, dinner, and, of course, amazing wine. And, of course, you can go to healingagents.org. All right. Well, we've got lots of stuff that we're going to be talking about today, and we'd love to share that with you. Our first guest is Steve Prozok. And, of course, his book is Juice Guru. I'd love to share that. And then our next guest is Dr. Maitreya Raman. And, of course, the complete probiotic health guide. And then we've got Les Goodwin, Managing Like a Boss. And again, we've got lots of stuff that we're giving away. So, Tom, do you want to talk about that?
Oh, some wonderful prizes, especially for the season that is Halloween. We can set you up with a Dead Zone 805. Remember, folks, what your kids can handle. This is a little edgy, but it's a whole lot of fun for Halloween Dead Zone 805. Canaro Players Theater is presenting Sideshow, based on a true story of Siamese twins Violet and Daisy Hilton, who become stars during the Depression. We carry on with the Rubicon Theater's presentation, Return to the Forbidden Planet, playing all the way through November 13th. We carry a Bee Gees Cafe. Boy, I'm so glad you got these guys.
I know. Yeah, really
they're
good.
They're a standard in the community. Downtown Oxnard, you must go. There are people there that have the same table every single day.
It's like family there.
They
really nice couple.
Eating because it's so nicely done. This is a great prize, Bee Gees Cafe. The fourth annual Ventura County Farm Day, and that's happening Saturday, November 5th. It's a day of touring local farms. We had a nice chat last hour. It's good to support your local farms, and Kim is doing that.
There you go. Let's give the Bee Gees Cafe away.
It is the best, so let's do that right now. A favorite in downtown Oxnard. They're at 428 South A Street. I've eaten there. I've been there. We take radio station breaks there occasionally. Really a great place.
All
Bee Gees Cafe.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Tom. Call in at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. And call in all the way through our show. All you have to do is leave us your name and your number and your email, and one of our team members will get back with you. Also, when you call in, ask to be on our newsletter. That lets you know about all of our guests, a link to their websites, and all the events that gives you another chance to win. So, again, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Let's bring Steve on. Steve, are you there?
Yes. Hi, Kim.
How are you?
I'm great. Thank you. Thanks for having me. I'm really excited to be here.
Well, thank you so much. I love this. Juice Guru, and of course, transform your life by adding one juice a day. And love your book.
Thank you. Yeah, well, this book was a labor of love.
Okay.
Really, it's all about transforming your life by adding a juice a day. So we're not talking about making major shifts in your diet, but by including a juice a day, we're seeing extremely transformative results. And it, because we did this study, we published the book, and it's really changing a lot of lives.
I love it. And now, is this your wife, Julie, too?
Yes. Okay. Yes. She co-wrote the book with me. We're reunited high school sweethearts.
I love it. That's
yeah,
awesome.
So when she came back into my life, I introduced juice to her, and she overcame all kind of health issues, just like I did over 20 years ago when I first found juice, because at that time I was overweight, I was out of shape, I couldn't make it to the top of a flight of steps, and I mean, I was just out of college, so it just seemed something was wrong. I needed to make a major shift in my life, and when I came across juicing and incorporating it into my life, it really turned it all around. It just, I dropped the weight. I have an amazing amount of energy. I mean, I feel better now in my late 40s than I did in my 20s.
That's Isn't that perfect. Weird? Yeah, I love that. Let me ask you, so what is your background?
Well, I worked for 10 years in Southern California as an occupational therapist working with autism.
Oh, wow.
And so we actually are using juicing with autism now. I work with a speech pathologist who's in New Jersey, and we're doing a study on including juicing for children with autism. We're seeing positive results with that, too. So I'm happy to see that my prior occupation, you know, what I spent my life doing for 10 years, continues. I continue to have a foot in that, you know.
Right. And now this is not your first book, is it?
No. Well, the first one was The Complete Idiot's Guide to Juice Fasting. And so that one was just really, you know, that's for the person that's kind of experienced with juicing. And that's something that helps us to just stop eating for a little bit and give our body just some juice to give it a chance to cleanse and detox. And we see, you know, we see positive results with that, too. You know, you've talked about that on your show.
Yeah,
sure.
Absolutely. Yeah. Now, let me ask you, okay, is juicing the same as blending?
No. It's not. You know, we can look at blending, and, you know, the problem is some infomercials late at night that have really confused people, and where we think some of these magic machines are the same as juicing, and they're really not. When you're blending, using any of those devices out there that's, you know, with the high-speed blades that are spinning around and chopping up your fruits and vegetables, you're putting oxygen into the drink as well. And as a result, you have to drink it right away. And you're getting all that fiber, which is great. And we promote fiber, we recommend fiber. But when we're talking about juicing and supplementing, giving our body a break and just absorbing nutrients on this level, there's nothing like juicing because it gets absorbed right into our body, right into our bloodstream, and to feed our organs on a molecular level, unlike smoothies. It's just not the same. And you would feel the difference, too. We look at it like this. Blending takes away the chewing process, and we're left to digest all that food. And the problem is some of these bigger blenders where people are making too much, and it's a lot for your digestive system to handle all of that fiber because there's no way you'd be able to eat that in one sitting anyway. Well, the juicing takes that fiber away, and we're left with just the juice of the vegetables and fruit. That's the stuff that prevents disease, that's people have overcome disease with. That's where all the studies are pointed to. We talk about, we have over 100 studies in our book on juicing, on cleansing and getting clean with juicing and reversing disease with juicing to the extent of lowering cholesterol, blood pressure, things like that. You're not going to find that with smoothies. So as a result, there's a lot of confusion out there. And, you know, for the next level in health, I mean, we love smoothies and we even have some recipes on our website, and it's a great supplement to any diet. But if you want to go to the next level on your health, longevity, maintaining your ideal weight, turning back the clock on aging, then there's nothing, seriously, nothing like juicing.
Wow, I love this. Now, I've heard so much about turmeric. Tell us a little bit about, you've got the tropical one right in here.
Which recipe are you looking at?
Turmeric.
The turmeric recipe?
Yeah. The tropical?
Yeah. Is that, what made you gravitate towards that?
Well, I just heard so much about that, that it could help you in so many ways with, you know, like if you, you know, immune disease and stuff like that.
They're also really purifying for your blood. It's a little tangy and slightly sour, that particular juice. We could, you know, mention it if listeners want a recipe. But I'd love to share the tether recipe. But the turmeric, yeah, we love that. I mean, it's great for longevity. Ginger's another great root to include in juices that really spice it up a lot. And turmeric's been used for, you know, ages, like you're saying. But we include it, especially in this drink, because of how purifying it is. Really cleans out your blood.
Wow. Okay. You know what? We need to take a really quick break. Steve, will you stay with us? Because when I come back, I want to give some of your specialties.
Sure. Yeah.
Okay, great. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, here in the 805. And I'd love you to share my website, kimpaganoshow.com, if you miss any part of our show. Or you could go to our podcast, and that's iTunes/The Kim Pagano Show. I'd love to give out some tickets right now. And we have tickets to Rubicon, and they're presenting The Return to the Forbidden Planet, and that plays till November 13th. I've got tickets for you. Call us at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. If you miss it and you need to get your own tickets out there and you don't win here, just go to RubiconTheater.org. And again, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. I'd love to hear from everybody out there. Call us right now. We'll be right back.
To all of our great sponsors. We are excited to announce Michael Blazer of Stearns Lending is here to help you as you embark on the process to acquire a home or refinance an existing home. Experience matters. Call Michael Blazer at 805-367-3117 or visit his website at 64508.stearnshomeloans.com/mblazer. Dorothea Healing. Doris helps people transform their lives into fuller, richer, and a more meaningful experience. She offers personal one-on-one healing and workshops to find out what is blocking you. She is also offering a workshop for our loving animals. Call Doris at 805-807-3097.
Ventura Water is dedicated to providing our community with quality water and wastewater services 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We've been delivering drinking water from local sources since 1923, cleaning wastewater for more than a century, and preventing stormwater pollution for the past two decades. Ventura Water, a trusted life source for generations. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call 805-667-6500. That's 805-667-6500. Rubicon Theater Company presents the Out of This World musical Return to the Forbidden Planet. Halloween season, this campy send-up of Forbidden Planet and other sci-fi film and TV shows features a galaxy of 1950s and 1960s rock and roll classics, including Wipeout and Monster Mash. Return to the Forbidden Planet follows the adventures of dashing spaceship Captain Tempest and crew, who are drawn off course to the mysterious planet. Discover a brave new world filled with humor, romance, a roller skating robot, and an amazing cast with Broadway star Jason Gray and Rubicon veterans Kimberly Hessler of My Fair Lady and Jim O'Neill of Clarence Darrow. Wednesdays through Sundays, October 26th through November 13th. Call 805-667-2900 or go to RubiconTheater.org. Ventura County's Mortgage Couch strives to identify the best wholesale lender for their clients. Their ultimate goal is to help families move into their dream home, fix their home, and refinance their home. Whether you're looking for the best possible terms or a specific lender to accommodate a unique situation, Mortgage Couch has the resources and expertise to meet every need. Apply for your loan today. Please call 805-676-0377. That's 805-676-0377. Or visit their website at www.mortgagecouch.com. Pino's Palette, Westlake Village Paint and Sip Studio is a uniquely fun and creative experience. One of their talented artists will walk you step-by-step painting while you laugh with your friends and sip on delicious wine and beer. Don't let the painting intimidate you, because they'll break it down into easy steps. Pino's Palette offers great public classes each week. Register for a class today. Call 805-379-9963. That's 805-379-9963. Or visit their website at www.pinospalette.com/Westlake Village.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on
KVTA. Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life. I'd love to give some Dead Zone 805 Halloween attraction tickets out. And of course, they are running only Friday and Saturdays. And that's all the way through the 29th from 7 to 10. I'd love to share them right now. Call in at 805-419-0008. We are talking with Steve right now, and of course his book, his and his wife's book, Juice Guru, and of course it's transforming your life by adding one juice a day. And Steve, you say that it really boosts your vitality, increases your longevity, and stay slim. And I love that.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, I think, you know, with all the diets out there, there's so much confusion in the nutrition world as what's the best diet to follow. One thing that everyone can agree on is that we all need to get more fruits and vegetables into our bodies. And a lot of us, I'd say it's like over 90% in America, just aren't meeting the nutritional recommendations. And juicing affords us the possibility to do it easily. Our protocol is a juice a day, first thing in the morning on an empty stomach. And that really comes from the idea that every night our body is cleansing, it's regenerating, rejuvenating on a cellular level. So when we want to get up in the morning, we want to keep that process going. So instead of filling our body with a heavy breakfast, instead we're saying, try putting in a fresh squeezed organic preferred juice, and you're going to see phenomenal results that way.
So Steve, is it easy to start juicing as a habit?
Well, we include in our book habit formation tips, and we can share some here on the show depending
Please.
On what time we have. I know we don't have a lot, but yeah, because it's not enough. Like, the information isn't enough, and our listeners are sitting there saying, yeah, it sounds good, but, and then that's it. You know, all right, I just can't see. We go into the self-doubt and the mindset, like, yeah, it sounds good for him, but I can't see myself doing this. So we have to overcome, first of all, we start with those psychological barriers. And know that we're good enough to do this. We're good enough to make the effort. We're good enough to overcome those initial roadblocks, like, I don't have the time, I don't have the money, I don't have a good juicer, the time is a big one. But we can really overcome all those barriers. You can get a good juicer, you can make enough juice to last you a few days, and it doesn't have to be that expensive. You can go to a place like Costco or a buying club, and they've got great organic produce, really inexpensive. It can last for days in the refrigerator, and you're all set.
And what is a good juicer?
A good juicer? Well, our favorite is the TriBest Elite Juicer. Like, that's the best juicer because the juice lasts up to 3 days without losing any nutrients or living enzymes or any of that. And it takes about 5 minutes to clean. And
wow.
Those, when we did our survey, those were the two things that people –
why
know,
they wouldn't do it,
barrier.
Right,
yeah,
if they had to clean it or exactly. Now, let me ask you, I see in here you have like some case studies, and one of them is overcoming insomnia with incredible energy. Talk to us a little bit for that.
Right. I mean, that it's amazing. When we started implementing this protocol, we've got a certification program. We have juice coaches, and they worked with their clients to incorporate the juice today. So we wanted to see, it wasn't just me and my family and my friends that were doing it. We were really getting this, you know, kind of trial out there. And this was just one of the studies that came in, or the feedback in this case study was that she had severe insomnia and tried medications of all kinds, and just nothing was working. And when she implemented the protocol, which is the juice first thing in the morning on an empty stomach, she overcame the insomnia. She rested better, as well as the other benefits of losing weight just by including the juice, not even changing the diet. We're finding people are just including the juice. They're still eating what they want to eat. you know, within reason. I mean, I'm sure they're not visiting a fast food restaurant for every meal, but they're eating their traditional diet and they're still losing weight and getting incredible amounts of energy just to get through the day, because that could be hard for all of us with the stresses and demands these days.
Steve, I'm looking at one of your pictures, this beautiful green drink, Morning Energizer. Talk to us a little bit about that.
What page is that on?
120. And, of course, it's 6 carats, sprigs, fresh flat leaf, right, Italian. And then, of course, celery. I know celery is really good for you.
I'll tell you, Kim, like, the funny thing about this book, we have over 120 juice recipes in there. And I came up with all of them, and people love the recipes. But if I could have, this book could have been 20 pages. Because as far as I'm concerned, there's only one recipe you need to know. There's
okay, what is that?
Recipe.
What
it's
is
at
it?
It's at juiceguru.com, and I'm going to give it to you right now.
Okay.
So they can always print it out if they need. We've got a printable one. But I'm going to share this one recipe, because with this one recipe, of course, you want to change it up and not have the same thing every day. But we make it so you can change it up and literally make dozens of recipes with this one core recipe. This is produce that's available year-round in the supermarket. And you're not going to have the problem of buying all this produce and it goes bad because you never got to juicing it. That's another issue.
Okay.
So this recipe for the daily classic recipe is 1 stalk of celery. Okay. That's all the ribs.
Okay.
2 cucumbers, 6 leaves of kale. Curly kale is the tastiest and the best. 1 small lemon. We like to peel it. We'll keep the white pith intact. There are phytonutrients there. And half an inch of ginger. Peeled, anti-inflammatory, antimicrobial. So this drink, with the lemon, is antimicrobial. This drink will prevent against many chronic diseases. So, and it tastes amazing. And if you're new to juicing and you want a little bit of sweet, then go ahead and add a Fuji apple or a green apple to sweeten it a little. We don't traditionally say, you know, keep doing a fruit juice because of the sugar.
Uh-huh.
But if you're including an apple, there are phytonutrients in the apple. It's actually a blood sugar regulator. So we're not afraid to use some apple in our juice.
Wow. And do you put any water or ice in this at all?
Again, I guess it comes back to what kind of juicer you're using. Like if you're using a good juicer and you've got your produce in the refrigerator, that juice is going to taste cold coming right out of there.
What about like really a vitamin juicer?
The vitamin?
Yeah.
Well, that's a blend. That actually is a blender. So if you're going to do it as a juice, you can blend it up and then put it through a cheesecloth so you can get more of those nutrients. Again,
you
want it to get into your body, into your cells as fast as possible for the best results.
Okay, great. Gosh, you know what, Steve, this is really interesting. And I think it's got, you know, I love that simple recipe right there. It's something that we all pretty much have in our house, right? And where do people find out more about it and where do they get your book?
So go ahead to juiceguru.com. That's our website.
Okay.
And you'll see there's just a huge banner at the top to download this free recipe. You put in your name and email. You'll be on our daily email list where I'm giving inspirations and just sharing how to make this a habit, all those things, all for free. So we just try to give as much information as we could out there. And that you can get the book on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, most all over California have it. So you can just pick it up, a copy there, you know, whatever works.
All right. Well, thank you so much for being a guest here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life here. And I'd love you to share our show with everyone.
Thank you, Kim.
You got it. All right. All right. Our next guest is Dr. Raymond, and we are going to be kind of following that same protocol of the complete prebiotic and probiotic health guide. And of course, it's a vegetarian plan for balancing your gut. And we're going to welcome him on. Dr. Raymond, are you there?
Hi there, I am.
How are you doing?
I'm good, thanks. How are you today?
Very good, thank you. So tell us, what is the difference between prebiotic and probiotic? Just to start off with.
Sure. So probiotics, and I think most of us are fairly familiar with probiotics.
Right.
These are live bacteria that can be consumed either through diet or through supplements. which modify or change the bacterial composition in our gut to reflect a healthful state, to maintain health and to prevent disease. So they're live bacteria.
Okay.
In contrast to prebiotics, which are not bacteria, they are primarily fibers, and usually soluble fibers, which once they are eaten or ingested, the gut transforms those fibers and they metabolize those fibers into bacteria to shape a healthy gut.
So let me ask you, because this is always such a controversy and it's something I am more confused about, because I don't ever remember. I mean, all of a sudden, it's probiotics have been really big now. But should you take them if you're not feeling good, or should you just, should it be an everyday kind of a thing?
So a little bit of both. So if your overall plan is to ideally, so if you don't have enough, if your diet is, let's say, imbalanced, or if you find that you're naturally avoiding certain food groups, and you're predisposed towards GI tract illness or intestinal illness, taking probiotics on a regular basis can be very, very helpful. But if you are otherwise completely healthy, you really don't have much in the way of symptoms, you don't suffer from intestinal illness, but then all of a sudden, you know, you happen to go through a phase whereby you're experiencing symptoms, whether they're irritable bowel type symptoms or diarrhea or infectious type symptoms, there is a role for taking probiotics when you're experiencing acute symptoms as well.
Okay. And then when would you take the prebiotic? I know you said that, but so if you're not feeling well, you would take the probiotic, right?
Right.
And repeat where you would take the prebiotic.
Yeah, so prebiotics should be incorporated into your daily life.
Oh,
it should become part of your regular diet.
So that one,
And then by taking prebiotics as part of your regular diet, you shape your intestinal bacteria in a way that's very friendly and that will prevent you from developing illness over time.
Okay, great. That's what I was doing. Okay, great. I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And we're talking with Dr. Raymond right now. Dr. Raymond, tell us a little bit about who you are and is this your first book?
Right. So I am a gastroenterologist, a stomach and bowel specialist at the University of Calgary in Canada. And my subspecialty interest in GI is in nutrition, both prevention and management of illness. And this is now my third book. Our team has previously published on irritable bowel syndrome and diet, and fatty liver disease and diet, and then now this prebiotic and probiotic health guide as a way of shaping your bacteria for disease prevention.
Wow. Okay, great. And so what are the health benefits to a vegetarian diet?
Right. So a vegetarian diet is usually richer in fiber and plant-based foods compared with a non-vegetarian diet. And by increasing your intake and dependency on fiber and plant-based foods, you can minimize various minimize the risk of chronic diseases, particularly heart disease and certain types of cancers, not to mention diabetes and high cholesterol and other metabolic types of illnesses. And animal-based diet is richer in various types of fats, including polyunsaturated fats and saturated fats, which also have been implicated in various diseases.
Right. Okay, great. And now, could you give us some of the top eight probiotic foods?
Gosh, okay. So top eight is a large list, meaning that most of the probiotic foods really just come from a handful of sources. So the common ones, which many people are familiar with, are probiotic-based yogurts. And apart from yogurts, other probiotic foods would include things like kefir, which is a fermentable grain. And these would be probably the most commonly used probiotics. Now, there are some non-dairy probiotics. And examples of these would be kimchi, which is a Korean type of fermented food, along with fermentable sauerkraut as well. But beyond these, I would say any other probiotics would be challenging to come by from a natural source.
Okay, great. And let me ask you, do you see any relation between the probiotics and treatment for autism?
Yeah, that's a question that comes up frequently. And now this would be a little bit out of my area of expertise because I am primarily a GI doctor rather than, so I would not personally see or treat many patients with autism in my practice.
Mm-hmm.
But this is an area that has received a lot of attention, and there have been some studies that perhaps manipulating the microbiome, meaning the gut bacteria and all the metabolites of the gut bacteria, there have been signals that this potentially could influence how the course of autism.
Okay, great. And where do we find out more about your book and basically, you know, kind of some of your ideas of recipes and stuff that could help us maintain?
Right. So the our book can be purchased on Amazon.com. And now in Canada, it is also available in Chapters and Indigo. So I suspect it would be probably similar in the United States. Our guide does have over 175 recipes as well for trying to implement these practical suggestions, and the recipes are fairly broad, ranging from the core meals as well as snacks.
Okay, perfect. And again, I thank you so much for sharing this and kind of giving us some insight on different prebiotics and probiotics, though, and of course, just balancing our gut, right?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much, and I hope that you share our show with everyone.
Thank you very much. Absolutely. I would be delighted to do so.
You got it. All right. Thank you so much. We are going to take a really quick break, but what I would love to do before then is give away some tickets, and we've got Riverside Fox Performing Center, and it's so appropriate for right now, but it is called The Unelectable You, and so we've got tickets for that, and it's, of course, November 5th. If you don't win them here, you can always call 800-745-3000. That's 800-745-3000. And, of course, I've got tickets, Unelectable You, and that's over in Riverside Fox Performing. So we're reaching out all over the place. So if you know any family or friends or you want to just head down there for a great night, it's beautiful down there, and I'd love to share that with you. So stay with us. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We'll be right back.
To all of our great sponsors. Rubicon Theatre Company is a not-for-profit professional regional theatre company whose mission is to entertain, enrich, and educate the region's residents and visitors through the production of innovative professional theatrical productions, festivals, special events, and educational programs. Learn more at www.rubicontheatre.org. Mortgage Couch is ran by Matthew Couch and Shelby Bishop, and they offer excellent customer service and believe in helping their customers from start to finish. Their goal is to help families move into their dream home, fix their home, or refinance their home. Call 805-676-0377 and talk with Matthew or Shelby, or visit online at mortgagecouch.com. Studio Channel Islands is a nonprofit organization dedicated to advancing the creative life of Old Town Camarillo and the communities within Ventura County, fostering connections between artists and visitors, and celebrating the cultural identity of our community.
Pino's Palette, Westlake Village Paint and Sip Studio is a uniquely fun and creative experience. One of their talented artists will walk you step-by-step painting while you laugh with your friends and sip on delicious wine and beer. Don't let the painting intimidate you, because they'll break it down into easy steps. Pino's Palette offers great public classes each week. Register for a class today. Call 805-379-9963. That's 805-379-9963. Or visit their website at www.pinospalette.com/Westlake Village. If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Discover a deeper healing bond with the pets in your life with Doris Muna, third generation healer, energy healing practitioner, and founder of Dorothea Healing Essences. She has been using energy healing for 30 years to help people and their pets transform their lives into a richer, more rewarding, and meaningful experience. She is called the dog whisperer by her clients. Learn her new healing techniques for your furry friends. Enroll in a pet healing seminar in Camarillo. For more information, call 805-807-3097. That's 805-807-3097. Or visit DorotheaHealing.com.
We're here with Dr. Angie Wallacala.
I'm talking to you, that person that just found out their best friend has cancer. This is real. It hits home. And it's like, where do you go? Where do you start? I just got an email from a 31-year-old single mom whose doctors have literally just given up on her and have no other choice. And she just needs to have someone else that believes with her.
So your Healing Agents International is presenting Fighting Strong, a benefit concert. What can someone expect to see?
They're going to see some amazing artists singing. They're going to be inspired by stories. I'll be sharing my story. I've got some other healing agent stories. And it's really a night of hope and inspiration so that you can walk through the next day, the next week, the next month of whatever you have to walk through to get healthy and whole.
You have a benefit concert coming October 29th. So it's in Thousand Oaks. The best way to read about this event?
That would be our website, which is healingagentswithans.org.
Thanks, Dr. Angie.
Thank you so much. And remember, we're coming together to help others heal.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally,
on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, I thank you so much for being here. I do want to remind you that we are here from 6 o'clock in the morning and, of course, all the way to 8 o'clock. And we've had amazing guests on our show and obviously some amazing knowledge. And, of course, we've got so many events that we are sharing with you. If you have a business or an event happening, please reach out to us at kim@kimpaganoshow.com or call us at 805-419-0008. Our next guest, I'm really excited to share what he does and share him. And, of course, it's Les Goodwin. Les, are you there?
I'm here.
How are you?
I'm very good. Thank you, Kim, for letting me on your show.
Absolutely. And I love managing like a boss. Develop yourself into a leader. I'm all about leadership. It is, step up and be who you were meant to be and own the gifts that you were given. So thank you so much for joining us here. Of course, we talk about the brighter side of life. And tell us a little bit about yourself.
So I'm a retired banker of 36 years, varying background from a teller to a president. So a lot of experience in the corporate world and trained early on in the Sears management training program as a young kid. So broad experience in different fields. So I just got to see management from a different view growing up. And now that I'm retired, I still have my own company. I'm running it, but I'm mentoring back through this book. I'm trying to help those that don't get the opportunity to be mentored or taught or given, you know, insight into certain business practices or style of management.
I love that. I love, one, to start off with, that you're giving back, because there's nothing better than knowledge. And I always say it's kind of like, you know, one of my sons races, so I think of seat time. You know, you have had a lot of seat time, and you can't do it without, having all that and learning the ins and outs and the rights and the wrongs. And so I love it. So what is it that you do on a day-to-day basis?
So right now I have a ISC advisory group. So we advise corporations and individuals of wealth to start companies in other countries. We move money. We help them with advice on how to do things in different cultures. So a luxury in my old job was I traveled the world with my client base to show how to do it in different countries. So now I'm doing that for a client base that needs my help. A lot of my business is in China because there's so much activity between the West Coast and China. That's most of my focus.
Wow. So what was your, tell us about the process of writing your book and what we're going to find in your book.
So when I retired, there's always a, I always tell everybody, take a break and find some way to re-engineer yourself because you come out of this corporate life or you go to another corporation or you retire. So I took the time for 6 months and wrote this book as my therapy because one of it is the information was fresh in my head. I brought five female members, my co-writer, editor, book, you know, everybody around me and said, let's crank this out since it's so fresh. So my time was, one, downloading the experiences I've had, but also transitioning to a different style of life. And in this, I call this book, it's my own little Bible because I have to live by what I wrote in there. And so it's a reminder to me all the time of my own principles that I even need to stick to them, okay, outside of mentoring and helping others with this because they're kind of cores.
Right. Wow, that's interesting. And so did you have a mentor that you looked up to or you know, is this really just, you know, process and an elimination of what you've learned?
Well, in my life, I had periods of time with no mentorship, other times with mentorship. And so I know what it's like with or without. But now in my life, you know, I have four mentors, older gentlemen than I am, that are around me. And I understand and appreciate that. But people, when you're younger, they don't know how important it is. And many people don't give the time to be mentors. So I challenge everybody in the book, it's your responsibility to find the mentor and maintain the relationship and ongoing, okay? Because it's for you. It's not necessarily for them. It is beneficial to be the mentor in so many ways, but I push in all the chapters for the reader to take control of their life, be aware of themselves, and find somebody that can help them because they don't know everything. And
right.
You need to reach out.
I love it. I love support teams. That's what it's all about. Many hands make little work. That's kind of been my kids have grown up with that. I've got four kids and, you know, they would be like, I'm not asking you to do it alone. Many hands make little work. I'm never going to ask you to do something I wouldn't do myself, you know. But I love this. I do want to remind my listeners out there, if anybody's just tuning in with us right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We're talking with Les Goodwin. We're talking about managing like a boss and developing yourself into a leader. What would you say, you know, I've had so many guests. I'm very motivated myself. I love motivation in any way and leadership. Are you an early bird person? Do you get up early? Like, how do you start your day?
I wake up between 5:30 and 6 every morning, and I start reading.
Okay.
It's the quiet time.
Okay,
so,
I love that.
I absorb information, scan through emails once in a while, but really reading so that I am refreshing myself and learning. I throw in the book, you know, I need to continue to learn. No matter how old you are, and you have to have a discipline of doing that. So that's where I find that in the morning, and nobody's bugging you. And that's why most people go into the office so early in the morning, because nobody's around, they get work done.
Right.
So I took that up. So.
Okay, very good. And what is your, you know, developing yourself into a leader, what would make you or a leader stand apart?
So the contrast, the reason I made the title the way it is because you're given the title as boss, okay? It's a role. And in that, people call you the boss. Now, there's good bosses and bad bosses. But to be a leader, it's a craft. And it's a developed craft. And it's a self-disciplined craft. And you have to continue to mold yourself to be a leader. Because many people are looking for leaders, and there are a few out there. So if you demonstrate the skills of a leader, more people and better people will follow you for your cause. And so the development side of the, you know, really the driver of this book to be a leader is to understand the dynamics of being a leader. But I also wrote about some people will never be a leader or the boss, but they need to work for them and they can interview them to understand what they should be looking for in qualities, or they're being interviewed, should look for these qualities, because you can distinguish between good and bad bosses or good and bad leaders. and help you with your own career to be more satisfied.
I love that. I love that. And do you have a to-do list or a goal list, or, you know, is that something we would find in your book?
No, I don't prescribe. I'm not a 12-step program. I hate to say it that way, but I really am. This is about awareness.
Okay.
So I challenge the reader at the beginning on just 14 random. No, I'm not random. I pick these topics so that I can challenge them on knowledge, challenge them with awareness of what they know or don't know, give them parables, stories, three stories, good and bad, bad or good, me or others, and so they can see it in real life. And then I challenge them, and I challenge businesses or a boss or a company. I kick them in the butt a little bit. I'm saying, why aren't you doing these things for your people? You'll be better.
Okay.
And so the process is awareness of what's around you. Understand yourself is the most important thing. And then also how to listen and how to observe others so that you can move things forward.
I love it. And one of your things in your book says, don't push people, lead them. I think that is a huge leader. That really sets you apart from everyone else.
Yes. You know, a leader or a boss has to say yes or no. They have a role.
Right.
And it's in how you're doing it, so you're encouraging. And I have always surrounded myself with people that were willing to challenge me. I left the forum open for them to challenge me, and I enjoyed it because it pushed both of us to mature, learn things, and learn broader perspectives of this, so you have that tougher interaction. That's what makes you grow faster.
I love this. Where do we find your book, Les?
So you can find it on Amazon. You can either look up Les Goodwin or Managing Like a Boss, and it will pop up on there.
And leave us with one thought that can really help us kind of get to that next level in our lives and in our business.
You know, I think that controlling yourself is one of the chapters I put in there.
Okay.
That's the hardest part when we're young and growing, and even I find myself as my age today. Controlling yourself in an environment so that it doesn't become so personalized or emotional or insecurities pop out is that we have to have a discipline of self-control.
Wow, I love this.
Yeah.
Les, I know we barely like kind of touched this whole topic. I'd love to have you back because there's so much more to talk about. Where do we find your book?
Go to Amazon and simply my name, Les Goodwin. Or Managing Like a Boss, Develop Yourself into a Leader.
You got it. Thank you, Les. And I hope that you share our show with lots of people.
Okay, I will.
Thank you so much. All right, Les. All right, we have one more person that we're going to talk about. And, of course, Jan is on the line with us. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We're talking about the Starlight Supper Club. And, of course, this is all to benefit Project Understanding. Jan, are you there?
I am here, Kim. Thank you for having us.
Of course. Of course. I'm so excited about this. And, of course, I believe in all the things that you guys do. And I'm so excited to be a part of this. Tell us about that evening.
The evening is going to be amazing. We are going to be having the Ventura Jazz Orchestra play. It's going to be November 5th at 5:30 at the Sarah Event Center in Camarillo. That's at 5205 Upland in Camarillo. And it's our first year of having it in Camarillo. We're real, really excited about this.
Oh, I love it up there. Yeah.
Oh, it's so beautiful.
Yeah. What does this go towards, Jan?
Well, we at Project Understanding, we feed the hungry.
Mm-hmm.
We house the homeless. We have tutoring centers all over Ventura County, as well as we have an amazing home for homeless pregnant women so that they can go there and they can have their babies and be safe and get medical attention and have love around them while they're pregnant.
I love it. I love what you guys do. I mean, it's so important. So many of us, you know, feel like we can do anything. Why not give back? And this is such a great place, especially at the holidays right now. How can my listeners get involved in this?
We have it on event planning. You go to www.projectunderstanding.org and purchase your tickets. Or you also, if you are interested in possibly sponsoring, having an ad, having a full-page ad, a quarter-page, or a business card ad, have them feel free to call me. And my direct number is 805-340-6779. All of this will help us help the homeless within Ventura County.
Right. And
it stays right here, which is important.
Right. And Jan, I know that we're promoting this, but we just talked about earlier on our show, and I know you work really hard with that, domestic violence. And can we just touch on that for a second?
Yeah, domestic violence, unfortunately, really tears up not only family members, but neighbors and associates. And we try to reach out to victims of domestic violence and show them a way to get out of the situation that they're in. Oftentimes, people will be very aggressive and say, "You just need to leave. You just need to leave." And a wise man, Jim Rice, said one time at a domestic violence event, is, "Why didn't he leave? Why didn't he leave?" And those words have stuck with me. And it's true. We need to build up women so they can understand that they can get on. They can move on. There will be help. It is going to be, it's going to be hard. It's not an easy situation, but you're going to have somebody right with you the entire time.
Wow, I love that. I mean, that's such a security in itself that we need. Where do people go for that? We just had an unfortunate situation, you know, near us. And just give out that website. I know we're at the very end of our show.
The website for the City Center is www.thecitycenter.org.
All right. Jan, thank you so much. Again,
thank you, Kim.
Starlight, all this great stuff. And thank you so much for being a part of my show.
And thank you for having me, and I look forward to seeing you.
You got it. All right. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We are at the end of our show. And, of course, I end all of my shows with a moment of happiness. Happiness comes through doors you don't even know you have left open. With that, we are at the end, and I thank you so much for being here. Have a really great weekend, and go share in all these great events that are happening right now. So, again, thank you so much, and I'll talk to you next week.
I got this feeling inside my bones. It goes electric, wavy when I turn it on. Off from my city, off from my home. We're flying.